Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the state capitol. On the broadcast today, Matt Moore, Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Ernie Adler, Andy Peterson, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the state capitol here, next door to the legislative building in the old Supreme Court. And a pleasure to welcome to the program for the first time, Matt Moore. He is Deputy Director of the Nevada's Governor's Office of Economic Development. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Sam. I appreciate the opportunity.
We've been talking about opportunity zones for quite a while on this program, ever since the federal government first came out with these. But for those that may not be familiar, just let's start out with, what is an opportunity zone?
Okay. Created by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of last year. It really gave each state, it directed state governors to nominate low-income census tracts, 25% of the low-income census tracts in each state, for that designation of opportunity zone. Here in Nevada, we have 61 designated opportunity zones. And what that opportunity zone does it in those low-income, mainly urban or rural census tracts, provides a vehicle for capital gains investment. So it's really a tool to attract private investment to develop property, invest in businesses, to improve those districts.
And one of the things that people may not realize is, we're not talking just billions of dollars that are available toward this. It's trillions of dollars of capital that people have that have been sitting on the sidelines, that have been waiting for some kind of great investment opportunity, and the tax benefits of this are phenomenal.
They really are. Initial estimates are hundreds of billions up to trillions of dollars in capital gains. Probably worthwhile to talk about what a capital gain is. If you have stock, or you've been you've invested in real estate or a property, and then you sell that stock, the money you made on that sale is a capital gain. Capital gains are taxed at 20% federally, and what the opportunity zones and the corresponding opportunity funds do is provide a vehicle for you to invest those capital gains, not pay that 20% tax, reduce your tax rate, and then potentially make more money as that investment develops.
Okay, and we're talking, you'd be making 20% more money.
Absolutely.
Just because of the tax benefits there, beyond even whatever profits you might be making.
Absolutely. And so keeping it in even numbers, you sell some stock and you have $1 million in capital gains. You invest that into an Opportunity Zone project, either directly or through an Opportunity Zone fund. You don't pay that 20% tax when you realize that gain. And then after about 8 years, instead of paying $200,000, you're going to pay 85% of that tax burden. So you'll only pay $170,000. And then if you keep that investment for 10 years, any money you make on that investment after that 10-year mark is tax-free. So if you invest in any of the Opportunity Zones in Northern Nevada or Nevada, say you buy property and you develop it and you put businesses in there or housing, and at the 10-year mark, again, keeping it in odd or even numbers, you make an additional $1 million on that $1 million investment. Well, that second million now is completely tax-free.
So it's a huge opportunity for people that have money, as I say, that's been sitting on the sidelines waiting for this kind of opportunity, which really doesn't come along. I mean, I can't even think of a time when the government has offered a deal like this.
No, absolutely. It's amazing.
Okay, so what has been the level of interest on the state level of people inquiring either within Nevada or exterior to Nevada saying, hey, we want to come in and invest money?
Well, this isn't a state government run program.
Correct.
We've been doing a lot of facilitating.
But you guys are the ones that, you know, and people don't really understand this, but part of GOED's function is that people come to Nevada looking for an opportunity, and the place they start is the governor's office. They then get flipped to GOED, and then it goes to the economic development authorities around the state, and that translates into these companies that we see coming. And great examples would be, you know, Tesla, Switch, etc., that have benefited from the government's expertise here.
Well, absolutely. And those two companies are notable, and everybody talks about them, but they're really kind of a very small percentage of what we do. We've done 276 tax incentive deals. Over 80% of those have been small business, 150 employees or less. So the bulk of what we do is focused on small business. But going back to your Opportunity Zone question, just to give you a vignette, in November, the San Francisco Federal Reserve partnered with the Department of Business and Industry and GOED. They were doing a series of Opportunity Zone forums across the West Coast. And again, we partnered with them in November, did one in Las Vegas, the first one in Nevada, and we're amazed, had over 400 people attend the day-long event, learning about Opportunity Zones and learning about different funds and projects throughout Nevada. And that event and the huge turnout for that event led a group of businessmen and local government people from Northern Nevada who attended to come back and say, what can we do with this program in Northern Nevada? And that's when they started it was originally called the Reno Opportunity Zone Mastermind and then formed into a task force, and that's been the organization driving the upcoming Northern Nevada Opportunity Zone Summit.
Okay, and let's mention that briefly right now. It's an event coming up on March 19th and 20th. It's going to start out with a forum that's going to be at the Reno Ballroom, and then the next day there's going to be a tour of various areas?
Absolutely. On the 19th will be a day-long forum. We've got a great lineup of speakers headlined by Mr. Steve Glickman.
Who is?
He was the former senior financial and economic advisor to the Obama administration and is considered a key architect of this program, and we're really lucky to be able to have him come. And then we have a whole series of local subject matter experts and other national experts. And the 19th will focus on everything from Opportunity Zone 101, what is it? There'll be forums of lawyers and tax experts to talk through specific details of the program. They're going to follow a theme of, you know, following a deal, a development deal, from its creation all the way through the end to give a case study as the day goes on. It's called a war room, where they have this group of experts, and then they have people from, you know, local developers or fund managers come up and talk specific projects in front of the whole room to learn some of the details of this. There's also going to be several breaks for networking and matchmaking. And then in the evening, Lieutenant Governor Marshall will host a social interception with Glickman as well.
Let's come back into looking at this. If I was standing outside Nevada at this point in time, I would look at the around $20 billion worth of projects that are already on the books and funded in southern Nevada. I would look at the housing crisis in northern Nevada, and I would say, opportunity zones, why do you even have opportunity zones? But there's still a lot that can be developed, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The opportunity zones, looking at northern Nevada specifically, downtown Reno, Sparks, centered around the industrial complex, Story County, all of Story County, a significant portion of Lyon County, just outside of Fernley, a new industrial complex that's coming online there, Pyramid Lake, Fallon, here in Carson City as well. There are quite a few key areas that have been designated as opportunity zones to attract this investment.
And in Las Vegas, especially the downtown area, I'm presuming that there is a lot of opportunity there.
Oh, absolutely. The majority of the state's 61 designated opportunity zones are centered around the Las Vegas area.
Okay, so apart from downtown, are there other areas that you're looking at, you know, in terms of opportunity zones?
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
What I would say, if people are interested in finding where the exact zones are, to go to our website, diversifynevada.com. On the upper part of the website, you can find an opportunity zone page, which will take you to a map. You can zoom in and find out where the exact opportunity zones have been designated. We don't know if there's going to be a round two for designating more opportunity zones or not. We're really focused on what's already been designated now.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, you know, there's a certain restriction at this point in terms of growth in Nevada, just by the fact that, you know, in the construction world, I mean, we're struggling so hard at this point. I mean, there's hardly a business that you can talk to at any place in the state that isn't looking for employees.
Well, absolutely. With a statewide unemployment rate of just over 4%, and when you look at the Reno area, it's 3.5%. It's really considered full employment. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Matt Moore. He's the Deputy Director of the Nevada's Governor's Office of Economic Development. And we're talking about opportunity zones. I don't think people realize just how much money, especially in Northern Nevada, is flowing in from both Incline Village and from Southern California. Is there any other place in the country, perhaps with the exception of New York, that's seeing this kind of money being invested, you know, into a region?
Well, that's a great question. I'd like to think not, but I don't have any metrics to say to compare us to other states.
But I mean, it's really phenomenal. I mean, it's
like, really is.
You know, billionaires found us, and they are seeing the success that's already occurred, and they are pouring just more and more capital into the market.
Well, when you look at the economic growth of Nevada since 2011, you know, it created right now almost. Or a little over 300,000 jobs in that time. You know, last year our GDP grew by over 4%. You know, the nationwide average GDP growth was 2.9%, and we're sitting at about 4.2% last year as well. So when you look at those kinds of indicators, you say, well, Nevada is growing, and it's a phenomenal place to do business. And between our office and the regional development authorities and all of our partners in local state government and community, it really is a great place to do business. And I'd like to think that that continued investment is a part of that teamwork and effort.
I know you can't mention names, but I'm kind of curious because the law is on the books now for companies that invest $1 billion or more to be able to come in and get the kind of tax breaks that Tesla got. Are we seeing other people knocking on the door, kicking the tires, about coming to Nevada, either to TRI or to Apex in Southern Nevada, that you know at some point in the next few months we may hear about?
An absolutely reasonable question.
Do you have an absolutely reasonable answer?
we do have a pipeline of businesses of all sizes and of all different industries that we're working with through the incentive process or through just assisting them. The vast majority of what we do is what we call, we have assisted companies where they might not qualify or be interested in tax incentives, but we do a phenomenal amount of networking and helping create a landing pad for them in Nevada. As far as specific large-scale projects, you mentioned the $1 billion capital investment incentive package. We've only had one of those. And you mentioned, and you referenced Tesla, $3.5 billion in capital investment. We've only had one of those. I mentioned earlier that standard incentive package where we've had 276 businesses go through that process and qualify for incentives, and the bulk of those are 150 employees or less. But as far as specific companies,
absolutely. I'm just going to say a yes or no. Do we have other companies of that magnitude that are looking to move into the state at this point in time?
We have other companies that are recognizable of that magnitude kicking the tires, but as far as walking through, you know, I can't say where they are in the process.
The other thing I want to ask you, you know, Blockchains is now sitting on 67,000 mm-hmm. acres, which they purchased at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and are now essentially the owners of that. Are you seeing them moving forward with development at this point? Because, you know, we've heard a lot of ideas around what they would like to do with the blockchain technology, but are you seeing other businesses wanting to come in and join that campus at this point, or at least inquiring?
Well, no, absolutely. Whenever you have a recognizable name like Tesla, blockchain, land at TRIC, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, you're going to have interest in people asking what's going on there. Reno is becoming a center for blockchain technologies, development, and Internet of Things technologies as well, and whether that's attributable to blockchain or not, I can't really say, but there is interest in that technology in Northern Nevada.
All right, so if people want to know more, they can come to the GoEd website. This event is going to be on the 19th and 20th of March. I'm sure they can sign up right through your website. And congratulations and good luck with this.
Well,
it's such an exciting time to be in economic development.
It is. And again, they can either go to our website and find the link, or believeinreno.com is the website to the actual conference. Check out the line of speakers and get your tickets. They're going fast.
All right. And we got to leave it right there. Thank you, sir. And
thank
we'll
you.
Be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ernie Alvarez here, the former state senator. Andy Peterson is vice president of government affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. And Susan Fisher is government affairs group VP for McDonald Corona Wilson. Pleasure to have you all on the program.
Happy to be here.
Bills are getting backed up.
Yeah. They're saying, what, about 1,000 bills still left to come out.
And they have to come out by next week.
They do. Yeah, it's going to be very busy. And a number of the committees are doing very short meetings or canceling their meetings so that LCB staff has time to be in the back rooms doing the drafting. It's going to be getting very crazy very fast.
Ernie, is this abnormal or is this pretty much normal?
Kind of both. I mean, this has kind of happened in the past, but this seems like it's a little bit more than usual.
Andy, this is your first session in Nevada.
It is.
How does this look from your previous experience with legislatures?
Well, you know, I've worked in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota, and so this seems a little slow to me right off the bat, but I think we will have the mother load of bills coming out, and so it will get more exciting then.
One of the things that, Susan, that you were mentioning that you're working on is funding for the Nevada Blind for a children's school.
Yes.
Just explain a little about that, if you would.
There's a foundation that was set up in 2004 by a family in southern Nevada who had a child born blind, and they realized we don't have any resources here. And so there are a number of folks who have put together this foundation and an ophthalmologist from southern Nevada who I'm working with, and they really want to build a school. They have a property, they have a facility, and they are providing some services. It's all donation-based, but we don't have an actual school for blind children, and we're one of five states in the nation. Andy was saying earlier that North Dakota has a school for the blind. We don't have that here. And we talk about services for ages 3 through 18, but with blind kids, you really need to start at birth. With them and with hearing impaired as well, you really need to start much, much earlier than age 3.
Were you surprised that we lacked this?
I was rather surprised when Susan told me that, and I kind of hope that we can get to this point because obviously there's a need.
There is.
As you look at the school system, we have lots of needs, correct?
Yeah, we do. We're deficient in many areas, so. Mm-hmm. Actually, it doesn't surprise me that we don't have a school for the blind, having been here for years, so.
You know, in the past on this program, the new needs for the schools, the price tag has been around a billion dollars, according to Ruben Murillo, that we need to spend in addition to what we're already spending. Is there any likelihood that we're going to see any number close to that?
I think we're going to make a great improvements this next session in terms of funding for schools, but I don't think we're going to get to the billion-dollar mark.
Andy, what's your thoughts on that?
So obviously the Democrats have run on that proposal. And so I do agree. I think that we're going to see increased funding. I don't think we're going to hit a billion. That's a huge number. And I don't think we've got that kind of money laying around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Ernie's saying Democrats run this, Republicans have as well, our previous governor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with everything that's said here by both Andy and former Senator Adler. You know, we have a bill now that is going to, that's been introduced and signed on by all of the Democrats in the Assembly. The Speaker is carrying the bill, and it will require prevailing wage be paid by charter schools as well, public charter schools. Charter schools get a per pupil funding allocation, but they don't get any money for facilities, and now they're going to be held to that same standard for prevailing wage as traditional public schools, and that's going to be very difficult for charter schools.
Doesn't it concern you that the cost of prevailing wage is so high that if we didn't have prevailing wage at that level, that we could do so much more with the money we have?
It does. It does. It's very disappointing that we're requiring that on this sort of a business.
But I got a funny feeling, Ernie, you would completely disagree.
That
you would completely disagree.
Well, I think I support prevailing wage, but with what workers are being paid right now anyway, I'm not sure it makes that much difference whether you have prevailing wage or not when you're constructing a school because of the shortage of labor in some of these areas. So
that's a valid point.
Okay, so let's take a break. I'm going to bring you guys back on our next show, and we'll talk more about this. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Heidi Ganser joins us. We'll see you then.